The Triple M Grill Team.
Turn Gus, MG and Maddie on 6 till 9 weekdays.
Boys, we're going to talk to a lady now, Dr. Margaret Harris. She's a Sydney doctor who is working for the World Health Organization in Sierra Leone. Sierra Leone, one of three West African countries worst affected by Ebola. And we've got her on the line. Doctor, thanks so much for joining us this morning here on Triple M. What makes a lady doctor in Sydney decide to go across there to fight this horrible disease?
I think it's the same thing that makes a lot of Australians go and help out in emergencies, where that's the sort of people we are, don't you think? We grew up with bushfires and we want to help.
Yeah, well said.
I think so, Margaret. But it's particularly commendable for you because you are putting, without doubt, your life at risk to go over there and be exposed to the Ebola virus. Where is Ebola at the moment as far as Sierra Leone is concerned?
Well, it's certainly raging through a number of communities, particularly in Freetown itself, the capital. So the outbreak started in the east of the country and it's really moved to the west, and that's where the big population centres are. So it's becoming increasingly difficult to deal with because we're looking at very, very crowded places and people who are very, very frightened.
What percentage of patients survive this unbelievable disease, Margaret? Can you let us know that?
Without treatment, people the death rate, the lethality rate is between is up to 90%. Right. Even with treatment, when we look at the healthcare workers who've been infected and who have died, we've had 120 healthcare workers infected, and over 90 of those have died. So again, we're looking at a very, very high death rate, even among a group of people who are getting care.
Doctor, I can only imagine there must be fairly chaotic there at the moment in Freetown because a lot of the surrounding countries have actually blocked their land borders. Almost Sierra Leone and Liberia have been quarantined. Nigeria, for instance, have just locked off their land borders and won't let people through. That must be just, in a lot of ways, I can understand why they're doing it, but it must be adding to the problem in Freetown.
Making it much more difficult. That means a lot of supplies don't get in, or it gets increasingly difficult to get supplies in. And that's one of the reasons the United Nations has mounted, in the first time ever in its history, it's mounted medical mission, so that they can really use all their muscle to bring in as many supplies as possible, also bring in people, bring in big logistic needs like cars, like motorbikes, like the things needed to actually get all this stuff out to where the people are. But yeah, it's making, and it also hurts the people of Sierra Leone, you know, they're not getting food and basic supplies.
Do you worry at all about your own health, Doctor?
I'm in a much better position than most people in this country. When I look at what people are suffering, I do not think about myself. I just think about how much more I would like to be able to do for them.
I tell you, Doctor, you wonder how much the people of Sierra Leone and Liberia can take. They've had shocking civil wars. They've had cruel dictatorships. In fact, boys, it's the amputee capital of the world, and not because of, like, accidents. It's on at the hands of a machete during civil war and things like that. Margaret, this is for use of a better word, what a wretched place, what a difficult place.
Difficult place, but actually a beautiful country. And I'm constantly, daily, just amazed by the delightful people I meet, especially when you think of the history, what people have gone through. You could understand that if they were negative, if they were unpleasant, but in fact it's the opposite. People are really, really nice. And if this wasn't in the middle of an Ebola crisis, I'd be saying this is a country you'd want to visit.
Wow. Of course, Freetown, which is a bit of amazing bit of history. Freetown was the place where Abraham Lincoln decided to make the decision to send back the freed African slaves in America.
Wow.
And hence the term Freetown, but things went pear-shaped from there. But Dr. Margaret Harris, look, what you're doing there is absolutely
fantastic.
Phenomenal. It's sensational. You're doing Australia proud, and look, we wish you a safe return.
Thanks very much. very much. I look forward to coming back to Sydney sometime.
Thank you, Doctor.
See you,
bye-bye.
Doctor.
That's Dr. Margaret Harris, boys, a Sydney doctor working for the World Health Organization in Sierra Leone.
The Grill Team. Gus, MG and Maddie Johns. Triple M Breakfast.